Hey, what's going on, family? This is your Empowering Life Coach, Philip Super, and I want to welcome you to another Empowering Sessions. Let's go. So, hey, listen, man, I am absolutely excited, as always, to be in your place, your space, your time, and for you to let me in. It's an honor, it's a privilege, it's a blessing, and I do not take it for granted. And so today, as we go through this session, hey, I'm excited because we're recording the audio, but we're also doing the video. So whether you're watching this on YouTube, whether you've tapped into Patreon, wherever you are joining, hey, I want to thank you for tuning in, for supporting, and as we continue this endeavor to grow in this year, 2024, there will be more opportunities for you to financially support this podcast and support the vision that I have towards giving to the next generations, the current generations, and all those who have an ear to hear what's coming out of these sessions. So that's a lot, right? Let's pause for a second. All right, well, let's get it. So today, I'm excited about the new beginnings of what life, let me change that statement. I'm excited about what God has ahead of us. And I mean exactly that. I'm excited about what God has ahead of us. It's interesting how we attribute a lot of things to other people and other entities, but I just want to be black and white and say, God is the greatest power, and I'm excited about what God has purposed and is actively working in my life and in your life, understanding that there is so much more ahead of us than what we've already experienced. And with that, I do want to say that you may quantify what that means in terms of the leverage of years. In other words, I have more years ahead of me than I have behind me. Well, I do realize that the age demographics for this particular session or this particular podcast is very vast. I have some who are in their 20s, and I have some that are in their 50s. And so understanding the vastness of age groups that this podcast will reach, I do want to question or challenge your definition or your perspective when you typically hear someone say that the greater is ahead of me, there's more ahead of me than it is behind me, because I'm not necessarily speaking in the number of years, but what I am saying is that there is fulfillment that is ahead of you that will give so much validation to the things that are behind you, that there is so much purpose ahead of you, and that purpose, please hear me when I say this, Jesus, his ministry, and the substratum of his ministry, the bulk of his active ministry as recorded, is in the capacity of 3 years. But in those 3 years, it gave so much relevance and so much substance as to what he endured and what he exercised and walked out and lived through the 30 years prior to that ministry. And so prior to his ministry beginning. So I don't want you to always think with that statement that I have more years ahead of me. It just may be, it's all subject, right? It's relative. So in that statement, the idea behind it, and when especially when I say it, is that, first of all, what's behind you is not the ultimate as it relates to you. That there is something significant about what is ahead of you that will give substance, greater validity to that which has already transpired in your life. And that can be for some of us who experience failure, hardship, and burdens, condemnation, and shame in our past. It could mean that now we understand why we experience the things that we experienced and how we can take those experiences and use it for the good of our future, right? The good of our legacies, the good of what tomorrow looks like, because today we stand in the solidity of having a clear understanding of where we are, why we are where we are, and what it is that we were to take away from those experiences. And then in addition to that, also, we have the victories. We have those successes that we've experienced in our lives, those great moments that were climax moments, that were utopia, euphoric experiences that we've encountered in our lives. But when we say this statement, meaning that there is so much more ahead of us, what we're saying is that, again, that is not the ultimate of our story. It is not the ending of our story. In other words, that there are still blank pages in our lives that are yet to be written. And hear me when I say that. There are still blank pages in your life that are yet to be written. Some of you listening to this podcast, you may feel that you have hit a climax in your life, but can I tell you there is more? Some of you have been caught up in the cycles of what has been, and you haven't seen anything outside of what has been, not just because we haven't experienced anything in the future, but because you have been entertaining and repeating the same cycles, the same entertainment, the same perspectives, the same conversations, the same friends, the same cycles in terms of patterns and habits, and you haven't changed anything in your life. And a lot of times, it doesn't mean that you haven't challenged or tried to change some things. It just means that things have not changed and you've been consistently operating in this wheel, this hamster's wheel, just going through the motions of life. And it may have been to the point where your expectancy for something different, substantially different, let me say that, substantially different in your life, maybe the expectancy has faded along with the consistency of the cycle, right? And I hope it doesn't sound overwhelming, but basically you've been experiencing the same thing for so long that you've come to the place where you expect to experience nothing else, right? And so when I say that statement, I want you to know that if you are listening to this session, that statement is for you. It is a living statement. It is not a rehash. It is not just some saying that we say without significance and meaning. I want you to know that it is very intentional and it was divine that you would listen to this particular session. And I want you to understand that what is ahead of you is better than what's behind you, that there is still significance and value. There are pages in your life that are yet to be written. And the beautiful thing about that statement is that the pen is in your hand. Every day with the decisions that you're making, you are writing the script of what is yet to be told, yet to be heard, yet to be released, yet to be understood, yet to be lived. You are writing the script of your life. So wherever you are, this is for you. This is not a throwaway statement that you can pass on to someone else. This is for you. So get your strength back. Get your ability to dream back. Stir up the creativity that is on the inside of you that has been dormant, whether it's been for years, for weeks, for months, or for days. Maybe you run into a place in your life where you feel stagnant. I want you to find out what is the spoon to stir the good soup that you are. What is it that's going to stimulate your thinking? What is it that's going to stimulate ideas? What is it that's going to help you regain your strength, right, for life, for living, for love, for opportunity, for purpose, and understanding? Here, change is what you're seeking, even though change may be fearful, because change means that what I've been accustomed to is now interrupted by what I have not been accustomed to, what I've not become comfortable with. And sometimes what I do not have the expectancy for, I don't know what the future holds for me. And when I step into the difference of what I'm used to, it opens me to the vastness of what I'm not used to. different environments, different conversations, different languages, and it may be, possibly will be, uncomfortable. Just take it as it is, uncomfortable. If you're an introvert like me, it means you're going to be around more people and more crowds, and sometimes that can be uncomfortable, right? If you're a person who's not very well given into conversation, it may mean that what awaits you and the change of your life will cause you to have conversations that you're not accustomed to having longer than you're accustomed to having them. And sometimes you may be the center of the conversation, not just joining in the conversation. The conversation may be around your thoughts and your ideas, and people may be wanting to see what is it that you bring to the table and desiring what you have to bring, what's been incubated on the inside of you for all these years but has been dormant. What has been fostered on the inside of you in your mind and your own perspective, but you have yet to articulate it. And some of you haven't had the audience to hear those things, but now you're about to step into a season, a realm, where people are going to want to hear what you have to say, and it may be uncomfortable. And with that being said, I want to point out three things that are going to be essential for what God has ahead of you. It's going to be important, imperative, essential that you take these three things and that you own it as if it came originally from you, that you implement it in your life more than you do the medicine that the doctor told you. Don't stop until it's finished, but you stop after three or four pills because you feel better. No, you got to keep taking it. I want you to take these three things, and I want you to be more consistent with the instructions than you are with that medication, okay? I want you to take this as it is life to you. Number one, here we go. Number one, don't be so invested in your past that you can't receive the future. I'll say it again. Don't be so invested in your past that you can't receive the future. You guys know I'm a minister of the gospel, so here it is. John chapter 5 talks about a man who was first described as having an infirmity, who was secondly described as impotent. This man is weak, he is feeble, and he has been this way, at least for the text and the context given, for 38 years. 38 years he's been in this place in a pool called Bethesda. And according to the culture, it was believed that at a certain season, an angel would come down from heaven and he would stir up the water. And the first person to jump into that pool after the angel stirred the water would be healed. This man had been there for 38 years. And for 38 years, he's seen everyone else healed. He's seen everyone else get in the water before him. And Jesus comes and he says to him, "Will thou be made whole?" Interesting. It's another conversation, but it's interesting that he doesn't say, "Do you want to be healed? Do you want to walk again? Do you want to be healed of your infirmity?" He asks a question that speaks to the wholeness of who he is as a person, as an individual. "Will thou be made whole? Do you want to be made whole?" And the first thing the man says is, "Lord, every time I get to this pool and I try to jump in, I don't have anyone to help me. And when I'm making my way, somebody jumps in before me." In the context of what I just given you, what did Jesus ask him? And what's his answer? What's his response? A response to the question or the possibility of it even being a possibility of him being made whole? This man was so invested in the failed attempts of his past that he couldn't answer the opportunity of being made whole with a simple yes or no. And some of us were confronted with the opportunity for change, the opportunity for newness, but we're so embedded in the excuses and the language and the rehearsal and the reruns of what has been that we can't embrace that in the moment that we're being questioned, it's actually the portal for change. It is actually the opportunity for something different that you have specifically been wanting. Whether you've been able to articulate it or not, you've been wanting this change. You've been wanting this change. But in that, is the failed attempt to acknowledge that maybe I'm too invested in my past, that I have to get through the rubbish of what I've experienced so that I can experience something different. Let me repeat this first point to you. Don't be so invested in your past that you can't receive the future. Because every day of your life, change is knocking on your door. Change is before you. But if your response is simply what has been, if your expectancy is only what has been, and I understand that there's a need sometimes, you just got to get it out your system. And I think in this particular passage of scripture, this man just had to get it out of his system. Listen, I know you're asking me if I want to be made whole, but I just got to tell you, man, I've tried this over and over and over again. It's almost as if he's saying, so if you've got a remedy, listen, I don't know what you're going to do different from what I've already done. And some of you are saying this. You're so invested in what you've already done that you don't realize that there's newness in front of you. There are opportunities in front of you that are waiting for your agreement, waiting for confirmation from you that you are ready for what this change has to offer. That is an incredible statement to digest. It is an incredible perspective to digest, because sometimes we're so interested in justifying what has been that we can't receive what can be. And I understand you've tried it before. You tried this, you tried that, you tried that. But what if the timing, what if the season, what if there's something more profound to your success than just you being successful? And it relies on the fact that what is for you may not be for you to apprehend in the same manner that others have. In other words, his healing wasn't for him the same way that it was for everybody else. Everybody else just jumped into the pool. But what there was something unique and distinctive about the way in which he would be healed versus how everybody else was healed. In other words, your next level of breakthrough, your next moment of strengthening is going to be a redefining moment for you. It's not going to be one of commonality where you've done what everybody else has done and got the results that everybody else has done, because everybody else who jumped in that pool, they simply got healed, but he was being offered wholeness. And sometimes we're so invested in the little bitty problems that we don't understand the big picture of who we are is requiring something more significant to happen in our lives. It's more than just, I want to be financially stable. It's more than, I just want to be in a healthy marriage, in a healthy relationship. There is something bigger and greater about you and the significance of you being made whole than you just being temporarily satisfied with the temporary fix of a temporary situation. There is a bigger picture in mind, in the mind of God, when it comes to you. So point number one is, don't be so invested in your past that you can't receive the future. Number two is, capitalize on what you have more than what you lost. This man is thinking about, every time I've tried. But I thought about this. After 38 years, there was something about this man that he never left the pool. That even in the midst of all the disappointment that he's seen in 38 years of others getting blessed and not him, others getting healed and not him, even though he's in the right time and a right place but can't connect like he wants to, there was still something inside of him that says, it's possible. Something's got to give. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's not the pool. Maybe it's not me getting there in time. Maybe there's another mechanism, but I'm certain that this is the place. I'm in the right place. And some of you, some of us, are in the right place. And what really matters is that sometimes failure has to enables us rather to rid all of the other elements of the picture that are not as important, so that we can get down to the essence of what really is important, and that is his faith. You may have never seen it. If you're a person that reads in the Bible, you probably just think he's been there, he gave his excuses. But the truth is that even though he had excuses, there was still an element of faith inside of him that Jesus found him at the same place. He was still waiting for his moment of healing. He was still waiting for his moment to be healed. He was still waiting for his moment to be healed. And some of you are still waiting for your moment. And this is what my announcement is to you. This is really why I got on here to introduce this subject and to talk about these three things, is because I want to announce to you, like I did before when I started, that there is something coming in your life that is better than what you've already experienced. And I want you to believe it. I want you to believe it. I want you to wake up with the expectancy that there is something this year that's going to happen in my life that's going to be so profound in a positive manner. It's going to be so profound. It's going to be life-changing for me. It's going to catapult me to the next level. And what I don't want you to do is to capitalize and to build your altar, build your monument on what you've lost. I want you to capitalize on what you have. This man, after 38 years, he says, I haven't been able to get help. Every time I try this, every time I try to get to the pool and get healed, and somebody else jumps in before me. But I tell you this, what he didn't say, but what was proof of, is that he hasn't lost the expectation that it's possible. He just didn't know how. Because every method that he tried didn't work. And some of you, in every method you've tried to be successful in business, sometimes in your relationships or whatever those endeavors or your issues may be, you've tried multiple ways, but there's something inside of you that says there's still a way. I just don't know what that way is. I don't know how. I'm not completely sure of what that methodology is. And you've heard it before. I've said it before on the podcast, on our sessions. Don't necessarily be married to the method. Be married to the outcome. Because methods change. Just like seasons change, methods change. And you can't be so married to the method that you're not flexible enough to adjust. You're not flexible enough to be open to new opportunities. You're not flexible. You're so rigid that you're stubborn. And your stubbornness is going to be the pathway to your own demise. Your stubbornness is going to be the pathway to consistently operating in a cycle of failures. But your openness, your ability to not be so rigid with the method, but be open to the possibilities that there may be a more substantial way to come across and get the results that I'm looking for, that is going to be your avenue for success. Number three, understand the potency of now versus later. Understand that what you do today in these defining moments of your days gives context to the breakthrough and the significance of tomorrow. Jesus said to this man, take up your bed and walk. Take up your mat and walk. In other words, let me give you a different option. Let me empower you through the obedience. Let me empower you by giving you this word of instruction. And if you obey this word of instruction, what you do now is up to you. By me, listen, this is prolific. When Jesus gives us a command, the power to do the command is in the command. Some of you have great ideas, but you've given more credence to the inability to do it than you have to the ability to do it. Let me say that again. You're giving more credence to your inability to do what you feel, sense, and know deep down inside that you should do, right? And what you fail to realize is that the potency of you doing it now and taking the action steps now is what you really desire that's going to give you the results that you desire. But because you believe so much that you are inept and can't do it now, you push it for later. But not understanding that later is not a promised moment. And even the conditions of later are not always going to be conducive to what would happen if you took the steps now. Later, you're going to lose momentum. Later, you're going to lose progression. Later, you're going to lose purpose, sight of purpose, rather. Later, you're going to have more time to buy into the construct of what can't be than what can be. Later is going to be more of a struggle than if you move on the impulse of what you feel right now and do it. Understand the potency of now. Understand the consecration of what now offers to you, and that what you do now gives context to your tomorrow. So listen, what's ahead of you is empowering. And what you do now gives way to it. Whew. I hope this session brought you strength, brought you power, gave you clarity, gave you focus. Until next time, we'll talk. Today was a good session. Hope that you enjoyed it. Please make sure you share it with somebody and move forward with confidence. We'll talk.